Welcome to the DeAndra Jalisa podcast, your space for clarity, creativity, and building a business that feels as good as it looks. I'm DeAndra, a creative entrepreneur and system strategist here to help you package your skills, simplify your strategy, and step into your soft CEO era with confidence. Each week, we'll talk tools, stories, and shifts to help you create a business that supports your life, not one that runs it. Let's dive in. Welcome back to the DeAndra Jalisa podcast. I'm so glad you're here and I'm super excited about this episode. We are continuing our series on all things clarity. Have you ever felt like you were drowning in ideas, but not actually moving forward on any of them? You wake up inspired, your notes is overflowing, your mind is racing with all of the possibilities, and yet nothing's really getting off the ground. I'm sure you felt that. That right there is what we call the clarity trap. And trust me, I know the feeling. I've had seasons where I wanted to launch 5 different things all at once. Maybe a storefront, maybe coaching, maybe content creation. I've had millions of ideas just like you. But the truth is, ideas alone don't move the needle. Action does. And that's always been my saving grace. I learned to start. Even when things weren't perfect, even when I wasn't sure it would work, I just picked one idea and gave it all my focus. And here's what I've learned along the way. And I've said this before. Clarity doesn't come before action. Clarity comes from action. That's why in today's episode, I'm going to walk you through the most common clarity traps that keep entrepreneurs stalled. And more importantly, how you can finally break out of that cycle and choose one direction that actually see results. So if that is exciting to you, stay tuned and let's hop on into this episode. So first, I want to start out with what clarity traps look like. So you have a clear idea of what it is so that you don't get stuck in one of these traps. Okay. So let's break down what I call clarity traps. These are sneaky ways too many ideas keep you stuck, even when you swear you're being productive. If you've ever felt like you're working on your business, but weeks go by and nothing is actually out in the world, chances are you're falling into one of these categories. So listen up. Okay. So trap number one is waiting for the perfect idea. This one is huge, and I think this is the biggest one. It's that belief that you can't move forward until everything is lined up perfectly. Your branding, your website, your offer, your timing. I fell into this when I was transitioning into coaching. I kept obsessing over, what's the perfect angle? How should I show up? What should my first offer be? And honestly, I wasted so much time. What finally helped me move was realizing that perfect doesn't exist. The only way to know if an idea works is to put it out there and test it and see what happens. And it's so helpful to do that because now I'm more clear and I'm clarifying things as I go. So that's the only way. Trap number two is idea hopping. This is when you're working on 3 different things at once, maybe starting a course, designing a product, and building a website. So none of them ever get finished. And I'm so guilty of this too. Oh my gosh. At one point, I was bouncing between content ideas, coaching offers, and even playing around with a dream storefront. None of those things moved because I was spreading my energy too thin. The breakthrough came when I finally said, no, let me lock in on this one thing and see it through. That's when I start building momentum and starting getting clearer on the vision I wanted for my life and my business. And now I have the clarity that I need. The third trap is inspiration versus direction. This is the Pinterest board trap or even the Instagram trap. You're collecting, saving, dreaming, but not executing anything that you just saved in your collections. Inspiration feels good. It's exciting, but inspirational won't pay your bills or build your business. So direction will, and you have to keep that in mind. I see so many creatives get stuck here. They have the vision board saved, TikToks, endless notes in their phone, but nothing that's actually been launched. The difference between inspiration and direction is action. One post, one offer, one test. That's it. That's the formula. So you got to start somewhere, right? You got to do it. And the fourth trap is wrong season. And this one might sting a little, but sometimes the idea isn't wrong. It's just not right for this season. Maybe you want to launch a podcast, but you're struggling to stay consistent on Instagram. Or you want to scale a storefront, but your finances can't support it right now. I had a moment like this myself with my dream apparel website. Like, I've always wanted to have some sort of merch or something like that. Did I want it? Yes, absolutely. But once I got honest with myself about my current resources and time, I realized it just wasn't the right season. And instead of forcing it, I shifted my focus to the lane I can grow in right now. And that's what gave me traction. And I'm still going to build that dream. It's going to happen when it's supposed to happen. The truth is, none of these traps mean that you're lazy or you're not cut out for entrepreneurship. They just mean you're human. But if you can start to recognize what trap you fall into, you can start making better decisions. And when you learn to spot these patterns in yourself, you stop spinning your wheels and you start moving with intention. And that's why I want you to take the time to identify what trap do you think you fall into. It may be one, it may be two, maybe three, maybe all four. But figure out where it is so you can find that missing piece to what's keeping you stuck and stalled where you are. Okay? So now let's talk about why too many ideas keep you stalled. Now that we've talked about the traps, let's get into why too many ideas actually keep you stalled. Because on the surface, it feels like having a lot of ideas should be a blessing, right? It feels creative. It feels expansive. It feels like you're in motion. But the reality is, too many ideas without action is one of the biggest forms of self-sabotage. I know it's a stretch, but I just need to make it a little bit more dramatic so you understand that you're self-sabotaging yourself when you have too many ideas. It takes you away from clarity. And then you probably have so many ideas, knowing damn well there's one in there that you really want to do, but you just have so many ideas on the board that you're sabotaging yourself. So let me break it down, and here's why. So reason one is decision fatigue. When you're holding on to 10 different ideas in your head, you're constantly weighing them against each other. Every day it's, should I focus on this or maybe that one? Or, oh wait, what about the other thing? Back and forth creates decision fatigue. And when your brain is exhausted from deciding, your default is to do nothing at all. So you scroll on Instagram, you research, you plan, and then you don't move. That's a cycle and a roller coaster that I don't want to be on. Okay. You got to step out of that decision fatigue and make a decision. Okay. Reason number two is shifting your energy. Think about your energy like sunlight. When it's spread out, it's warm, but it doesn't do much. But when it's focused like a magnifying glass, it can start a fire. That's what happens when you choose one idea. When you split your energy across five different projects, you're only giving each one a small percentage of yourself, and none of them get the attention they need to grow. I learned this lesson when I was trying to do everything at once, from building a coaching business, experimenting with content creation, and dreaming up this merch business that I have in my mind. All good ideas, but because my focus was divided, nothing had a chance to actually thrive. The moment I started locking in and treating one project as my priority, I saw things move so much faster and I had so much clarity and I actually saw results in real time. The third reason is false productivity. So this one is so sneaky. Oh my gosh. But you feel busy, you feel accomplished because you're always brainstorming, creating mood boards, taking notes, But when you look back after a month, there's nothing tangible to show for it. No launch, no clients, no product out in the world. That's false productivity, and I'm guilty of that as well. It feels like momentum, but it's really just spinning. And if you're honest, that busyness is usually a way of avoiding the fear of actually putting yourself out there. This one I had to put on here because sometimes I'll do this unintentionally, like just be busy, but I'm not doing anything. And it does come from fear sometimes. Are people going to like what I'm sharing? Are people going to be interested? Is this going to land well? But I just have to do what's on my heart. And if it works, if it doesn't, at least I tried. So that's how you think to yourself. At least you tried. And then the fourth reason is lack of clarity and action. So here's the kicker. And that's why I'm so passionate about clarity, because clarity gets you results that just can change your entire life. I'm going to say this in every episode this season, because this is like a little series that we're doing anyway about clarity. So I hope that lands. When you're stuck juggling ideas, you're waiting for clarity to magically show up in your mind. But that's not how it works. Clarity meets you when you actually start doing the thing. When I launched my first coaching offer, I didn't know if it was perfect. But through running it, I learned what people wanted, what worked, what didn't. If I had waited to figure it all out in my head, I'd still be waiting today, because I had to get the clients in the door so then I see how to actually run this coaching business. So the reason too many ideas keep you stalled is simple. They keep you in your head instead of in motion. As long as you're in your head, you can't see results. The key is learning how to pick one, move on it, and let the clarity catch up as you go. And I'm telling you right now, it's a beautiful thing to see. That's what happened to me with Party Shop. I picked the idea of Party Shop doing balloons, and I just started. And then I remember the day vividly. I was sitting in my apartment and I saw all of the events that I booked, and I just saw everything in clear view on my HoneyBook page. And I was like, I'm actually living my dream right now. Like, I am in my apartment. Like, I always wanted a one bedroom apartment that was cute, that I loved. And I had a car, I had friends, I was traveling. Like, I was living the life, and I had to stop and pause for a second because I actually caught up with my dream. And that's what happens when you start taking action. You eventually, one day, you're going to sit there and you're gonna be like, whoa, I really did this. Like, that one step I took last month or a year ago, I'm here now. And that's the only way you're going to get there. No one's going to come save you. You have to understand that it's up to you to make the difference. So now you know me, I'm going to give you some strategy to get you there. So let's talk about how to narrow down these ideas so that you can execute and implement so that you can get the results that you want. All right. So now that we broke down the traps and why too many ideas keep you stuck, let's talk about the fun part, and that's narrowing everything down, because this is a step that shifts you from overthinking into action. The first thing I always recommend is a brain dump, which we've talked about before. So that's writing every single idea you have been holding in your head onto a paper or into a Google Doc. Don't filter, don't judge, don't overthink, just get it out. The goal here is to clear mental space, because sometimes it feels overwhelming, not because you have too many ideas, but because you're carrying them all in your head. So once they're all written down, now it's time to filter. And I like to use three simple questions to help me filter through these ideas. So the first question is, which idea excites me the most right now? Not 6 months from now, not someday when life is perfect, but today. Because if you don't feel any excitement about it, you're not going to have the energy to carry it through. So think about present day you, not future you. You right now. The second question is, which idea solves a problem for someone else right now. This is where you step out of your head and think about your audience, your client, your customer. The best ideas aren't just exciting for you. They're serving someone else in a real, tangible way, okay? So you have to think about the problems that someone needs right now. Everything's right now, present. The third question is, which idea fits my current season? This is the grounding question. You may want to launch a podcast or a coaching business or a mastermind group, a baking company, whatever, but does your current time, energy, and finances support that? So choosing an idea that fits your season isn't about lowering your standards. It's about giving yourself a fair shot to actually succeed. Now, once you've asked these questions, I want you to circle just one idea, not three, not two, one. And here's where most people get stuck. They think choosing one means letting the others die forever, but that's not true. The other ideas are just parked for right now. They're waiting for their own season, okay? So you can put them like in a seasonal idea box and lock them up. You can always go back and check them out, okay? Because when you'll have ideas there, and you might be able to be in the season where you have the finances or the willpower to do it, and it's right there waiting for you. So you're not letting it die. So once you circle that one idea, the next step is to create a 30-day container. This is where you say, I'm going to give this idea my full 30 days. No hopping, no splitting, focus. And at the end of the 30 days, you can evaluate, did you see traction? Did you learn something? Does this feel aligned? If yes, keep going. If not, pivot. But either way, you'll have clarity because you actually tested it instead of thinking about it. And here's the biggest thing. Don't overcomplicate the start. You don't need the fancy website, the perfect branding, or all of the steps figured out just yet. You just need to take one small, tangible action. That could be sharing it on social media, reaching out to someone, or creating a simple offer that works for you. Small steps compound into clarity and momentum. So narrowing down isn't about killing your creativity. It's about giving yourself permission to focus so that one of those beautiful ideas can actually take root and grow into something great. We're here for growth. We're not trying to stay stagnant. I want to see tons of amazing entrepreneurs out there doing what they love, not bogged down by a 9-to-5 that they hate. And I always say too, I do not diss 9-to-5s because 9-to-5s were the foundation for my growth. But some people love their 9-to-5s and that's great. But those who want something great for themselves and know that they're meant for more, I'm talking to you. Growth is where you're going to start excelling, and you have to start by narrowing down and letting something take root for once in your life. So once you've chosen your idea, the next step is so simple. It's move. Don't wait for permission. Don't wait for the perfect plan. Just get into implementation, okay? I love that word. I'm gonna put it on a shirt, implementation, because that is what gets you from point A to point Z. Because the truth is, hesitation is just a fancy word for fear. Fear dressed up as, I need more time, or I need more clarity. But clarity doesn't come from waiting. It comes from doing. And here's the mindset shift that I want you to grab onto. Start messy. Okay. Refine later. Every successful business, every beautiful brand that you admire started with something raw, simple, unfinished. So there's this show on Netflix. I hope it's still there. It's called Girl Boss, I believe. If you haven't watched it already, I highly recommend it because it shows the journey of the brand Nasty Gal and the owner Sophia. You see her journey from the bottom barrel to starting this huge company. If you really follow her story and who she is today, it's just so amazing. When I watched that in 2017, that's honestly the series that helped me start my business. I started my business in 2017. And I saw her hustle and she was just doing things. Oh my gosh. That show changed my life. And it just gave me a whole new perspective about hustle at that time, even though I don't work on that hustle mentality anymore because it's stressful. It's so stressful. It's a great series to watch to get you motivated. Sorry, that was a tangent. But anyway, the brands that you admire, they all chose not to stall. When I launched my first coaching offer, it wasn't perfect. My graphics weren't polished. I didn't even know what a funnel was. Nothing was really automated. But guess what? People still said yes. It's because I started and people were finding me on YouTube for my YouTube videos. Things were just happening and it was just because I started. And that's why I'm where I am now. I want you to create one next small step right now from the idea that you circled earlier. Maybe that's posting about it. Maybe it's making a quick call. Maybe it's drafting a simple outline. Don't try to map out the next 6 months. Just map out the next action. And here's a pro tip. Give yourself a container. Maybe 30 days or like in our previous episode, we said 90 days. It can even be a week. The point is to take the pressure off of perfection and give yourself a playground for progress. Because here's the thing, you don't need more time to think about your idea. You need to see what happens when you test it. Done and tested will always be perfect and stuck. Okay? I would love to be done and tested any day. Okay? So let's wrap it all up. So if you've been sitting in idea overload, the biggest takeaway I want you to hear today is your ideas aren't the problem. Your lack of decision is. I'm being real with you. Too many ideas can feel exciting, but when you're stuck in a clarity trap, you're not building momentum. We talked about the common traps, which were waiting for the perfect idea, hopping around, mistaking inspiration for direction, or choosing something that just isn't for this season. And then we walk through how to filter down, choose one idea, and actually move forward without hesitation. So here's a reminder. You will never run out of ideas, but you will run out of time if you keep waiting for the right one to magically land, okay? So give yourself permission to pick one, start messy, and let clarity meet you along the way. If this episode spoke to you, I've created a free resource to help you get more clear. You can grab my Clarity Blueprint in the show notes and it will walk you through some simple steps to choose your direction and start building momentum today. And if you love this episode, share it with a friend who's also stuck in maybe idea mode and subscribe so you never miss a week of clarity and strategy and how to become the best entrepreneur that you can be. That's all for today's episode. I hope that you enjoyed this and I can't wait to be back next week. And I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your day. That's all for now. Bye.